Morning, Jen.
Morning. Sorry. Evening, whatever it is.
Whatever it is exactly. All right, we have a new person. Is that a new staff person? Is that a new staff person?
We got a new pen.
Oh, love it. Thank you.
I'm going to bring a pen
Dan,
from home.
Kathy?
You need a pen?
Whatever.
No, I brought one from home.
Me too.
All my pens were taken off of my desk.
As I live and breathe. As I live and breathe. Are we...
John, you see anything?
It's not...
Oh. Are we giving something away tonight?
Oh, that's scary.
Can we start without him? Do we need him?
Yeah, and I need to know.
Especially if it's Chief's going first, I'm sure.
Oh, no, he's going last.
Oh, Carrie's going last.
What?
You guys ready?
Yeah, who are we going with?
Let's go Chief first.
Danny, you, and Kathy.
Okay.
Trustee Fenton?
Here.
Trustee Guerra?
Here.
Trustee Calandrello?
Here.
Public Safety, approval minutes.
Mr. Chairman?
Trustee Fenton.
Move to approve the minutes of the regular meeting of the Public Safety Committee of August 21st, 2017.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Village Code Amendment?
Chief.
This is a request to amend Title 7, Chapter 15 of the Village Code as it relates to tobacco. And this is to regulate e-cigarettes, which we don't have in our Village Code. E-cigarettes are pretty popular right now, but the FDA also said they have nicotine just like other cigarettes. So this is an ordinance prohibiting e-cigarettes for those under 18 years of age, just like other tobacco products.
Any questions from the board? From the audience? With that, looking for a motion?
Mr. Chairman?
Trustee Guerra?
I move to recommend to the Village Board to pass an ordinance entitled Title 7, Chapter 15, Tobacco or Alternative Nicotine Products.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
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 Village Code Amendment for the imposition of fines, penalties, changes in Illinois compiled statutes and addresses, and the creation of a fine schedule.
Mr. Chairman, members of the board, last time we amended our ordinance in regards to fines was in 2010. Since that time, the cost of doing business for all of us has gone up. Cost of issuing the ticket, whether it's a police officer, CSO, or salary, has gone up over 7 years. Cost of printing the ticket, the cost of processing them, the cost of a hearing officer for those that are contested. So our proposal is to raise it from 60 to 75 for almost all violations of parking and traffic. We reviewed traffic fines from around the entire area, and there is no consistency. There's nothing to say that many of them have a different fine for every different violation. Oakland, I believe, is 100. Oakland Hills, I believe, is 100. We're going to be at 75. There are some as low as $10 in other communities, but some of those seem to be like parking on one side of the street for a resident only would be $10. So we try to find some consistency, and there really doesn't seem to be any. So we're proposing $75. In addition to that, handicap would be $350. It's $250. State statute is $350. We'd raise it for that. Criminal offenses would be $250. Those are things for first-time offenders that we arrest for possession of drugs, theft, retail theft, battery, assault, and so forth, but there are no prior records, naturally because of battery, no serious injuries, maybe a big push, something like that, that would be $250. They do not get a criminal record as a result. They get a local record with the Orland Park Police, but it's not an arrest, there's no fingerprinting. So it's real great for people like that, we want to continue that. On the same token, it is a big break. They don't have to go to court and Bridgeview, they don't have to hire an attorney, they don't have to post bond, they don't get fingerprinted, and our cost of doing business and the risk that we have, whether we charge them long form, as we say, to send them to Bridgeview or an ordinance violation, we still have a significant amount of risk. So we believe $250 is an appropriate amount. In addition, building code tickets would all be consistent starting at $250. So we've made overall the biggest change is from $60 to $75, which is everything other than the criminal and the building code violations. So overall, the
Thank you. Any questions from the board?
No, I just think it, oops, sorry.
Sorry, no, go ahead.
Sorry, I just wanted to say I think it's long overdue, especially the handicap violation. I saw several other communities had already gone up to the 350, and we were behind in that a little bit. And it's a lot of hard work out there.
And if I can just add, like, as you said, the cost of salaries alone in 7 years have gone up. So the time it takes to do all the processing, the man hours and all of that, it just makes sense that we try and cover our expenses.
And the hearings are expensive too. Right. We have six people there, six employees. We have a hearing officer, cashier, two clerks, police officer for advice, the hearing officer, and a police officer for security. So it's a big operation.
Right. Any questions from the audience? Looking for a motion?
Mr. Chairman.
Trustee Fenton.
Move to recommend to the Village Board to pass an ordinance entitled Title 1 and Titles 4 through 9 of the Orland Park Village Code in regard to imposition of fines, penalties, changes in the Illinois complied statutes, and addresses the citation of a fine schedule.
May I interrupt just for a moment? Sure. We worked with all the other departments to clean up many years of changes in the Village Code, addresses, compiled statute sites, and so forth. So a lot of it was housekeeping as well, an awful lot of it was housekeeping. You know, the address, I think, of the Village Hall in many places was 147 or 141 B. It's
a little outdated.
144, whatever it is. So there's a lot of cleaning that in there as well. So all the departments pitched in, so it was a team effort to make all the changes.
Here we go, David. Okay. Good for a second.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Thanks, Tim. Thanks, Chief.
Parks and Rec approval minutes.
Madam Chair.
Trustee Calandrello.
I move to approve the minutes of the regular meeting of Parks and Recreation Committee of August the 21st, 2017.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
2017 Turkey Trot race shirt purchase approval for all 1,900 participants.
Madam Chair,
Nancy.
Yes. I got a little rounder, a little over.
No scarf.
Yeah, Chair, Turkey Trot is one of our more popular events. It's been going on for decades. Last year we had well over 800 participants. Our staff went out for pricing for t-shirts, which are included in the registration fee. Four quotes were received. The lowest quote from Top Notch Silk Screening of Chicago came in at $6,179. The item has been budgeted for a recreation account, and currently we are seeking permission to make the purchase for the shirts.
Very nice, Nancy. Any questions from the audience? Nancy is out of town on business, as of. Any questions from the committee?
Madam Chair.
Trustee Fenton.
Move to recommend to the Village Board to approve the purchase of the 2017 Turkey Trot race shirts for the 900 participants from Top Notch Silk Screening of Chicago and Illinois in the amount of $6,179.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye. Aye.
Community garden removal.
Oh, sure, yes. There are discussions. I'm bringing this forward to committee for your discussion and consideration. Several years ago, Parks and Grounds installed a community garden program at the very front of Discovery Park. There are 21 plots. They have been reduced in size over the years. While it started out as a well-received program, over the last several years, it has dwindled in participation. Last year, we had a total of 16 of the 21 plots rented, of which four were by non-residents. Currently, this year, we have 11 rented, four of which are by non-residents. We have seven residents participating in it. The amount of time, labor, and material to keep that going, even the plots that aren't rented, we get phone calls on a regular basis to come and weed the areas out that get extremely tall. We're asking for consideration to possibly stop this program for now, and if another site, you know, presents itself, maybe a little better location. We do get calls that you're from Brook Hill, so you're well aware that the gardens are right at the very front of the park, and sometimes some of the residents' homes, you have to look at that slightly, and so the plots that aren't rented. So we're asking if you can convert it back to turf.
Many of our residents over there, I've heard from them a lot this summer. These plants, you know, if they do plant a garden, they forget about them as time goes on, and you've got things 6 feet tall, and they're just weeds, and they look terrible. They're on the main street that goes through the subdivision, and people who, you know, have a pretty park, they bought a home near a park and open space across from it, get this god-awful, ugly-looking thing that is not maintained at all, not by the village, it's the renters.
It's challenging for us on our part because we do not allow chemicals in there, so I can't just send somebody in with a selective herbicide to spray those areas. They have to be manually pulled.
Well, and you wouldn't want to, and I think, as we mentioned earlier with the police changes and the expenses, the staff hours going in there to prepare the sites for rental and trying to have the lawn cut all around it, what lawn there is, probably far exceeds any revenue we could dream of. So it's time. I think it has lived out its lifespan. Any questions from the audience?
Bless you.
Thank you.
Bless you.
Madam Chair.
Trustee Caldwell.
I move to recommend to the village board allow the removal of the community garden program and return the site to original form turf.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Centennial Park Aquatic Center variable frequency drives.
Madam Chair, this is for the purchase of three variable frequency drives for some of the pumps and machinery at the pool. I'm not sure if you're familiar with what variable frequency drives do.
You want to explain, because it's on another item tonight.
For example, the pumps and turbines that we have that move the water for the pool, whether it be filtration or for features, they spin at about 1,900 revolutions per minute. If our staff is not there and something needs to be stopped right away, say a lifeguard manager after our full-time staff is gone, need to stop it, they press stop, and 1,900 RPMs instantly stops, which is not good for the machinery. It's very bad for the machinery. Variable frequency drives will slow them down.
Like, what are you doing?
Poor guy. Dropped his pen. He's got a click.
I was really hoping for a visual.
We have also filled out paperwork with ComEd to see if we can get some rebates for the purchase of them. The smaller unit at 25 horsepower and the lower quote from Thomas Pump was 3,880, and the 40 horsepower VFD came in at 4,760. The total is $8,648, and we do have funds available in the pool account.
And I notice on a public works issue item tonight on board, it's variable frequency pumps, whatever they're called, that we are approving there to replace some that have been worn out.
We're working life with a lot of different types of machinery.
Makes sense.
These probably should have had them installed when they were put in 25 years ago, but
we're catching up.
It has.
Any questions from the audience and from the committee? Trustee Fenton.
Move to recommend to the village board to approve the quote from Thomas Pump Company, Inc. of Aurora, Illinois, in the amount not to exceed $8,648 for the purchase, startup programming, and employee training of variable frequency drives.
Got a motion. A second.
Oh, second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. I thought for sure she was sneezing.
Oh.
Centennial Park Aquatic Center, zero depth pool filtration pump repair.
Madam Chair, as you're well aware, we had a filtration pump go down at the beginning of August. This is something that's very detrimental to us, as if our filtration rates aren't high enough, we have to shut the pool down. We were able, in working with our vendor, to build a temporary pump and have it installed at site. The pump has been pulled. It is at the company Thomas Pump to be repaired. Cost for repair is $9,572. Pump was pulled in the second week of August. We had to have it out, and it takes forever to fix them. It's more cost effective at this point in time to fix this pump than it is to replace it. More than doubles the cost to replace it. And in replacing them, as you know through budget conversations, we're looking to, as we do have to replace pumps, move forward in a different direction with flood suction pumps, which is a lot more efficient of a pump, but costs right now would be affected to the $40,000.
Yeah, we're repairing. Any questions from the audience, from the committee? Chair will entertain a motion.
Madam Chair.
Trustee Caldwell.
I move to recommend to the village board to approve the quote from Thomas Pump in the amount not to exceed $9,572 for the repair work of the Aquatic Park, Centennial Park Aquatic Center Zero Depth Pool Filtration Pump.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
Development Services approval minutes.
Motion.
Madam Chair.
Trustee Caldwell.
I move to approve the minutes of the regular meeting of the Development Services Planning Engineering Committee of August the 21st, 2017.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye. Aye.
EcoSite Wireless Communication Facility.
Madam Chair, I'm actually going to turn this one over to Anna,
Anna is one of our newer part-time planners with the village. This is her first case.
Hi, Anna.
That she has taken through the entire public hearing process. So be nice to her. I'm going to let her present this one.
Thanks, Carrie. So the petitioner, NTP Wireless, is proposing to construct a 95-foot tall monopole tower, a total of 100 feet with a 5-foot lightning rod on the public works site at 15655 Ravinia Avenue in a 2,500 square foot leasing area. The petitioner is requesting one modification that, in lieu of the landscaping requirements, to pay the $2,500 fee to the village's tree mitigation bank. And this was done after the Public Works Department requested that they not provide landscaping given the small area of the site. The project meets all of the conditions of the village's 2010 policy concerning wireless communication facilities on village-owned property, including the screening requirements the petitioner has proposed, an 8-foot-tall, 100% opaque fence around the site, and there is possibility to co-locate two different carriers, both at 75 feet and also at 90 feet on the tower. And the petitioner and the village have entered into a lease agreement where they will be paying a quarterly rent to the village for compensation. Please let me know if you have any questions.
Where is the money going from that lease agreement?
It goes into the general fund, like all the other leases for our cell towers do. The lease will come back before you guys for approval, since it is village-owned property. And that will happen at a later date after we get through the public hearing process for the project itself.
Okay. Are there any questions or comments from anyone in the audience? Any committee members? Trustee Gira?
I have just one. On the rendering, or the site plan that they show us, they call it 94th Ave. Is that a mistake on their part, or is there something, a connection to 94th Avenue? I mean, they have the correct address, but it says 94th Ave / Illinois 0130 Orland Park Public Works Building, and then further down it says 15655.
Yeah, this Ravinia. Is a typo. It's the wrong address. It's 15655 Ravinia.
Yeah, I mean, that's on there, but in a larger font it says 94th Avenue, so I wondered. Okay.
Any other questions?
I can
provide comments. Oh, sure, come on up. If you could just state your name for the clerk.
The 94th Avenue, it's just tied to, they give site names to these rings whenever we try and find basically a coverage ring. So it's often just assigned to a nearby street. It's not necessarily the final address of the project, so just for clarity.
So it's like when you started out maybe with the plan? That's like two blocks east, that's why I said.
Exactly. So it.
So it's within the ring of where it's going.
Here
oh, I
is
see.
Where
okay.
We'll start looking, and then we'll, you know, narrow down from there what works best.
Thank you.
Thank you. Any other comments? Motion would be in order.
Madam Chair.
Trustee Gira?
Wait, I'm starting out with the Plan Commission. See what I'm saying?
Yep.
So we skip that?
Mm-hmm. I move to accept the findings of fact.
I can't recommend.
Do you want mine? It's right here.
Sure, I'll do it. Madam Chair?
Oh, here, I get it.
Trustee Calandrello?
I move to accept the findings of the Plan Commission, the findings of facts set forth in the staff report dated September the 12th, 2017. And I move to recommend to the Village Board of Trustees to approve the primary site planning titled Overall Site Plan, Sheet C/1, Site Plan, Sheet C2. Fence, gate, and compound detail, sheet C6, excuse me, grading and erosion control plan, sheet C7, you owe me one pad, site signage details, sheet C9, and antenna plan, 80-foot level, sheet C12, prepared by WT Communication Designs Group, LLC, dated May 31st, 2017, and pad, I move to recommend to the Village Board of Trustees approve the elevations titled Equipment Elevation Sheets C4 and C5 and Antennas and Tower Elevation Sheets C11 prepared by WT Communication Design Group LLC dated May 31st, 2017, subject to the same above conditions.
And
I move to recommend to the Village Board Trustee to approve a special use permit for a wireless communication facility at the Village of Omaha Park Public Work Program in the COR District. Modifications to the special use permit include: one, waiving installation of landscaping screening in favor of paying the fee of $2,500 in lieu of it.
Second.
Nope, he's not done.
No.
There's more. Oh, mine ends there.
It's not necessary.
Okay. Part, you don't have
this
to.
And. I got it. I can do
you're
it.
Done.
You're done.
No, you're done. It's just, this section doesn't have to be.
All right.
Is second. There a second?
I said second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
104th multi-use path.
Sorry,
104th Avenue multi-use path.
Madam Chair,
thank
we
you.
Are requesting approval tonight of the phase two engineering for the pedestrian path along 108th Avenue. Lochner is under contract to do the phase one of the project. As you know, Lochner also did the design for the 159th Street widening project, as well as did all our design of our new utilities that are going in as part of that project as well. So we are hoping to have this where once we get through the phase two engineering, that once 159th Street is close to being finished, which is in 2019, that we'll be able to come either right behind that and put the path in, or maybe even piggyback off of IDOT's contract and have their contractor do it. But we have to get the phase two engineering done first. This is money we got from the Southwest Conference of Mayors, so we only pay 20% of it. The 80% will be basically through Southwest Conference of Mayors.
Any questions from anyone in the audience? Any of the committee members?
Madam Chair.
Trustee Gura?
My understanding is the property we're going to use there is the Archdiocese property from the cemetery, correct?
Well, we are going to be going within the right-of-way. The pedestrian, the pathway will be along the right-of-way, and then it'll be crossing over to 159th Street and heading westward.
Westward to where?
To connect into the
Centennial Park.
Like right at the east side
of
the tracks?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, but most of it, 90% of it, will be on the east side of 104th.
Right.
Because didn't the Archdiocese give us the right-of-way or grant us?
We have the right-of-way, yeah. We have the right-of-way. We don't need to do the right-of-way.
I thought they were even going to give us land to encourage that it be done. So isn't that what phase two is, land acquisition?
Phase two is the final design plans, actually getting it to the point where we can submit it for a review and approval.
Okay.
Yeah.
Look forward to it. It really will connect the two halves of the village.
It's a very, very important connection for the south side of town, because there is.
We know that, don't we?
We do, because we don't live far from here.
That's right.
And so we have it already running along 104th Avenue, but there's that gap there, and we always knew the gap was going to happen. Remember, we're going to have a signal at 104th Avenue too.
That's
that
key.
We don't have today, so we'll have the safety of the pedestrian crosswalks there too. So, but this is a very important gap to be filled.
Now, anybody that's ever tried to cross 159th or ride along with their bike knows just how important that is. Thank you.
Anyone else? Comments? Motion would be in order.
Madam Chair.
Trustee Gura.
I move to recommend to the Village Board approval of a proposal from H.W. Lochner of Chicago, Illinois, for the 104th Avenue multi-use path, 163rd Street to 159th, Phase 2 engineering design services in the amount not to exceed $163,841.02.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
2017 traffic data collection.
Madam Chair, this is something we do every single year since we adopted the transportation plan. And Gawad Hamilton is the engineer who we, the engineering company who we use to do this. And you have the listing of the intersections we're going to do the traffic counts. We do this every year so we can stay updated on our traffic volumes around town at different major intersections.
Any comments from anyone in the audience? Any comments from the committee?
Madam Chair.
Trustee Calandrello.
Just a quick question. So when we get that data, we use that to hopefully, if we need to do a road project, we have the numbers ready to go. That's kind of, so we pick the corners maybe we need to do something out of that corner. Is that kind of what we do? That's what I thought. We have good staff, anyway. I'm ready for motion unless someone's got a comment.
Nope.
All right. I move to recommend entering into a contract with DeWalt Hamilton Associate, Inc. of Vernon Hills, Illinois, in the amount not to exceed $9,900 for the traffic data collection services.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
TOA payment.
Madam Chair, this is an invoice that we've received from TOA. As you know, TOA is the architectural record for the downtown Triangle area. They have worked with us over the course of many years on helping us design buildings and architecture for the next phases of the project. This is this invoice is for phase three, which is known as the theater building. And so we need to pay them for those things.
Shucks.
Any questions or comments from anyone in the audience? Any committee members? Motion would be in order.
Madam Chair.
Trustee Figueroa.
I move to recommend approval of to the Village Board of Trustees of the invoice in the amount of $31,295 for architectural services completed by TOA for the downtown project.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
V3 Consulting Services.
Well, Madam Chair, unfortunately, today, Kurt Corrigan started his first day as with V3. But
so therefore, we shouldn't pay them.
So he's gone, but he's going to be back for my staff meeting tomorrow. So basically what this is to get us through the end of the year until we get his position replaced, where we will hire him back as a consultant through V3 to provide continuity for the projects he's currently working on, wrapping up LaGrange Road, which is almost done. Coordination still, some of the 159th Street projects that we're working on, as well as the roundabout that's going to start construction this spring out in front of Village Hall. And then he'll also be attending my weekly staff meeting still every Tuesday as well. So this will get us through this year, and then we'll reevaluate where we're at.
Any comments or questions for anyone in the audience? Anyone from the committee? Motion would be in order.
Madam Chair.
Trustee Calandrello.
I move to recommend to the Village Board of Trustees to approve a professional services contract with V3 Consulting in the amount of $19,040 as outlined.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Motion adjourned.
So moved.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Sorry.
It's all right.
It's your committee.
Slap your name later.
I think it's made right.
Really?
I think it's made.